Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Back in on the Graybar Sports Open Line, Joe Pott with you on a Thursday night, in for Matt Pauly. And, of course, talking the Adam Wainwright injury. That's been the biggest story of the day. And to get more on that and more Cardinals talk, we're joined by John Denton of MLB.com. You can follow him at JohnDenton555. And, John, welcome to the show. Thanks for the time tonight.
Hey, Joe, thanks for having me. Been a busy day down here, as you can imagine.
I do imagine that. I can't imagine that you expected to visit with Oliver Marmol this morning and have him kind of start things off with that news today.
Yeah, you know, we were thinking that maybe we would hear that Adam Wainwright was the opening day starter for the seventh time, and, you know, was going to be rewarded for a long career. And, you know, Waino had thrown a side session down in Miami before the championship game the other night, but come to find out, you know, he had a weight room accident and was doing split squats at 41 years old and popped that growing muscle. So, you know, Waino has the southern drawl and the welcoming smile, but he's a guy who has so much pride, and he's such a competitor. And, you know, he was just really bummed and sad more than anything today that he, you know, he wants to be the guy who takes the ball. When they had their first live BP this year, Waino was through the first session. When they had their first spring training game, Waino was through the first game. He wanted to be that guy on opening day once again. And, you know, he was just really kind of filled with sadness that he wasn't going to be able to pitch that first game.
I think that's that is certainly what struck me as well. Just that, you know, here's the lifelong Cardinal, or the career-long Cardinal, that is not going to get to make that opening day start in his last year with the team. And I certainly felt that way as well. Now, who will get the ball on opening day? Who do you believe will get the ball on opening day?
Well, that's still up in the air. But, you know, if I had to put money on it, I think it's going to be Miles Michaelis. You know, he's the guy who was a horse for this team last year, had a 3.2 ERA, had a great season. You know, he ended up with a losing record, but he's a guy who faced Corbin Burns three times. He outpitched Max Scherzer at Busch Stadium. He faced Shane McClanahan. He faced Merrill Kelly. Pitched really well. You know, I think he's the next guy. You could theoretically go with Jack Flaherty, you know, a guy who's been the opening day starter in 20 and 21. Miles was the opening day starter in 2019. It didn't go well. He got his head knocked off in Milwaukee. But, you know, if I had to guess, I think it'll be Miles Michaelis. I think he's, you know, he's a guy pitching with a lot on the line this year. He's a future free agent, and I think that's kind of a reward for how well Miles pitched last season.
I love that you said that, a reward. That's exactly the term that I was using just talking around here. And I mean, this is the guy that carried you from the start of the season, certainly into the All-Star break this past year.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. He was he ran into a lot of aces, but Miles pitched like an ace himself, you know, and two-time All-Star. Basically, the 2 years that Miles been totally healthy, Miles was an All-Star. So, you know, he's a guy who wants the ball. He made 33 starts last year, was, you know, the most of his career. He threw 202 innings. That was the most of his career. And like you said, he kept the team afloat for long stretches of last season. You know, Jack Flaherty was out for a long time. Steven Matz was out for a long time. Jordan Montgomery wasn't here yet. You know, without the way Miles pitched, they would have been even further behind the Brewers than they were.
I'm really looking forward to the guys that you just mentioned. This rotation, at least as it sounds, and obviously with the news of Adam Wainwright today, it's a little bit different. But those four coming into the season healthy, expected to be at full strength. You probably most likely add Jake Woodford to the mix as far as the rotation goes. I like this rotation right now.
Yeah, you know, it didn't take Waino long to take off his pitching hat and put on his pitching coach hat. And he said, I'm calling my shot right now. Steven Matz and Jordan Montgomery are going to have big seasons. He said, nobody on the staff has better stuff than those two guys. And, you know, when you're pitching in the National League, you got to face some big-time left-handers. You got to face Juan Soto and Bryce Harper and you know, the big-time left-handers. And Waino said those guys are going to have career years. Montgomery's a free agent. Matz is coming off a year where he got a big deal from the Cardinals and didn't perform well because of injuries. So Waino said he's calling the shot. He thinks those two guys are going to have a breakout year. And good for Jake Woodford. Jake Woodford's been the best pitcher on the Cardinals in spring training. You know, he's been a guy who's worked really, really hard with Dusty Blake, the new pitching coach. And Ollie Marmol said today that slider that they've tried to get Jake Woodford to improve upon is breaking 6 to 7 inches further than it did years before. And that's made Jake a legitimate major league pitcher now. And, you know, good for him because he deserves a reward for pitching as well as he has in this spring.
John Denton with us from MLB.com here on the Graybar Sports Open Line. Last couple of decisions to be made, roster spots. Where do you think we go there? What is the, you know, how does the Paul DeJong injury affect Mason Winn? What kind of things are you expecting over this last 6-7 days of camp?
Well, Paul DeJong's spot, I think it helps the outfield more than it helps Mason Winn. Look, if Mason Winn makes this team, he's got to play every day, and Mason Winn's not going to play every day with Tommy Edman, a Gold Glover shortstop, and Brendan Donovan, a Gold Glover second base. You know, the only way he's coming up is an injury that happens to Edman or Donovan. But I think this is going to allow, if the Cardinals believe that they can cover second and short with Brendan Donovan, Tommy Edman, and Nolan Gorman, that opens up one more spot. And I think they're going to use that on Alec Burleson. You know, this team is right-handed heavy. If Tyler O'Neill hits second and Goldie hits third and Arenado's fourth and Contreras is fifth, that's all right-handers. They need more left-handed bats on this team. And, you know, they like what Alec Burleson has done this spring. And, you know, in a weird sort of way, I think the Paul DeJong injury helps Alec Burleson make the team.
What about the roster spot that is opened up by Wainwright's injury?
Yeah, that's Jake Woodford will move into the starting lineup. I think it guarantees that Andre Pallante makes the roster now. Andre Pallante absolutely deserves to be on this team. He pitched great last season. He was the last guy to make it last year. He never went down. Andre Pallante has those reverse splits where he's a righty, but he almost kept as a third lefty because he gets left-handers out. So he's on the roster. Keep your eyes open for Andrew Suarez, a guy who's, you know, come to this camp after some time with the Giants. He's pitched really well. If he pitches well over the next couple of days, I think Andrew Suarez could be a dark horse to make this roster as a left-hander.
We were talking about that, actually, in the show before ours here, just in a little sports update, and I was talking to Kevin Wheeler, and he said the same thing. Keep your eye on Andrew Suarez. Any other surprises or, you know, maybe any other disappointments for you as we get ready to close down camp?
Well, it's disappointing that Jordan Walker decided to be human. That's a little disappointing. No, I mean, the guy was off the charts. I think he was leading 6 different categories in the Grapefruit League after a couple of weeks. And, you know, he's cooled off, and he hurt his shoulder diving in head first. And I really think that's more coincidence than anything. But, you know, if it wasn't for Jordan Walker and Mason Winn, Nolan Gorman would be the story of this camp, guys. I mean, there's nobody more improved in this camp than Nolan Gorman. He's moving so well defensively. He's hitting balls 115 miles an hour off the bat. He's playing really well. You know, a lot of people kind of gave up on Nolan Gorman, you know, the way he finished last season. He came back like a man possessed. And like I said, if it wasn't for Jordan Walker and Mason Winn, Nolan Gorman would be the story of this camp.
I love that. I love to hear that about a player that maybe, you know, I mean, obviously he's a guy who had some high expectations. And then, you know, again, I think it's more on the kin of what you're saying about Jordan Walker. He's human, right? He's a young guy in his first year in the bigs. And so, but to come back with that kind of attitude is makes for a really good story. It'll be fun to watch.
Yep, no doubt about it. I mean, he's figured out that, you know, every team in this league, you know, it's a copycat league. And if you see one guy have success, everybody's going to pick it up. And you know, guys realized in the league last year, you can get Nolan Gorman out with high fastballs. So what did everybody in the league gave him the high fastballs. He struggled with that, but he got on the 100-mile-an-hour pitching machine, and he worked on it, and he's learned how to foul those pitches off and wait till he gets better pitches. So Nolan Gorman is he's the most improved guy in this camp, and I really think on opening day, when you have Alec Manoah, 6'6", 285-pound pitcher for the Blue Jays starting, a right-hander, I think you're going to have Nolan Gorman, the lefty, in that lineup on opening day.
And it just gives you great flexibility, right?
Yeah, no doubt. And you got to have, you know, the guy can play second. He can play third when Arenado is off. And, you know, I really think he's going to be your opening day designated hitter because you want his lefty bat in the lineup and you want him facing Alec Manoah.
John, I appreciate you taking some time. As you said, I know for you it's been a busy day. Hope you get some rest, and I hope there are no more surprises, no more of those kind of surprises anyway, from now until next Thursday when opening day comes for us at Busch Stadium. And if we don't talk before, I'm sure I will see you down there.
Sounds great, Joe. Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
I appreciate that. That is John Denton from MLB.com. John Denton 555. At John Denton 555 on Twitter is where you can meet him. Opening day is Thursday. That also means the return of KMOX Kegs and Eggs. It's presented by Budweiser, and it's back to celebrate the return of the baseball season. That is March 30th. Of course, it's 10 to 2 across from Ballpark Village parking lot. 10 to 2 if you have a VIP ticket. It's 11 to 2 if you have the general admission ticket on opening day. 7th Street between Market and Walnut, again, across from Ballpark Village. KMOX.com/events. You can see all that's going on. That's where you can buy tickets as well. But you're going to get access to a covered VIP area with private restrooms. Of course, Budweiser products, themed cocktails, Maker's Mark bourbon, Effin' Vodka, Hornitos Tequila, live broadcasts and appearances from local celebrities and front office personnel. Of course, we've got great food. We'll have that Sugar Fire Smokehouse Barbecue. I'm gonna have to try this again next hour, Matt. No question about it. Kegs and Eggs is back. It's on Thursday, March 30th. Go to camox.com/events. All the details, tickets there as well. More to come here on the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. We'll get into a little Major League Soccer talk. Brian Dunseth joins us on the other side of the break here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.